it's frustrating when you lose a man again down to 10 men. Made it really difficult for ourselves, but made it difficult for ourselves right from the start. Losing a soft goal for a corner, it's just took a ricochet, and you've got to be alive to the second balls. We knew they had a lot of height in their team, and obviously we had a couple of big players missing, but we should still have dealt with it better. But the way the boys responded second half after going down to 10 men, which is a really soft sending off as well. He's still got a long way to go, and it looks as though Lee Ashcroft's getting back in as well. So I'm disappointed at the sending off that it was given in the first place. But I thought the boys went down to 10 men, especially after playing Tuesday with 10 men as well, responded really well, kept on going, and we looked as though we might nick a goal.
You feel you should have had a free kick or a penalty at the end of
it? It looks like it. I've not seen it on the television, obviously, but I think everybody in the stadium seen it. It was maybe just the referee that disagreed with it.
How much is the run a concern? I mean, and the lack of luck, if you like. I mean, the two things together.
Yeah, no, it's always a concern, but when you look at the next few fixtures coming up, it's games that we need to concentrate and make sure we get points and start winning games and start going on a run and getting ourselves up the table. This would obviously be a bonus getting in to the next round, but it's not to be, and now we can focus on the league.
That's two of your players out for next Saturday against St Mirren.
It's not ideal, but we've got a big squad and people capable of coming in and filling in their positions. So it's disappointing, but as I said, it's a massive few games coming up. We've got a big squad, and whoever's going to play, I'm sure they're more than ready to start.
Cheers, Alan.
Cheers.